Welcome to the audio version of Obesity Panacea. My name is Peter Januszewski, and today is January 18th, 2010. There aren't many things that I despise more than misleading advertisements, particularly when concerning products geared towards weight loss, nutrition, exercise, diet, that sort of thing. These misleading commercials and advertisements were actually one of the primary reasons behind the development of Obesity Panacea blog. A recent ad that I have seen now on numerous occasions on television is that for Hunt's Manwich Sloppy Joe Sauce. Sounds tasty, doesn't it? Listen very carefully to the following audio from that commercial.
Hey, you're supposed to be a vegetable. There's a full serving of vegetables in every manwich. Besides, you're a grain anyway.
But I'm corn!
Yeah, corn's a grain.
Surprise! Every manwich has a full serving of wholesome vegetables. Manwich, meet your vegetables.
The place called Farmer John's a vegetable patch, right?
Exactly.
Now wait a minute. There's a full serving of vegetables in every manwich? Really? Vegetables in a manwich? Isn't that junk just the sodium-laden tomato paste that you add to ground beef and spread over a hamburger bun to make the most disgusting homemade meal possible? While the cute girl speaks of the vegetables in the manwich, there's an interesting fine print that is presented on the screen that obviously you're not aware of as you only listen to the audio. And that fine print says the following. Each quarter cup serving of manwich contains half a cup of vegetables. Now, I know it has been a while since I did fractions in grade school, but how does half a cup of vegetables fit into a quarter cup of manwich? That math just doesn't seem to add up. Now, this type of marketing just marks the beginning of a developing trend where manufacturers of terribly unhealthy products fortify or infuse or inject, whatever the fancy terminology may be on that product, they put some sort of vitamin or bacterial culture or some other BS, and this is done in an effort to dupe the consumer into thinking they're consuming a health food, despite the fact that they might be consuming some chips or pop or something even worse. Anyways, back to the Hunt's Manwich Sloppy Joe Sauce. So while the math may make little sense, the claim is the following. Eat manwich and you get a serving of veggies. Thus, two birds, one stone type of deal. So the extension of this argument is that there's no need to consume actual fruit and veggies because Hunt's takes care of all that for you. But what exactly is in a can of Hunt's Manwich Sloppy Joe Sauce? Now, the label on the can is interesting, as it lists the nutritional information per 1/7 of the can. This is just another reminder why it is very important to read your labels carefully, because often the serving size, and many people assume a serving size is the size of the product, so if it's a can or a box, that is the serving size, but as you can see here, it often isn't, so be careful when checking these labels. So once we get our calculator out, and we multiply all the numbers to actually get the number of each one of these things per can, we get the following per can of manwich. Each can of manwich contains 280 kilocalories, which are composed almost exclusively of carbohydrates, large majority of those being sugar. Now I must admit, the fact that it has basically no fat and no protein came as a bit of a surprise to me. In fact, there's not a whole lot of anything in manwich except an insane amount of salt. That's right. One can of manwich contains 2,870 milligrams of sodium. As a reference, it is suggested adults consume 1,500 milligrams or less of sodium on a daily basis. Thus, we're talking almost double what a person should consume in a day in a single can of manwich. So you better have some water handy. You might get a tad parched. Now, what are the main ingredients of Hunt's manwich? and I read from the label. Tomato puree, in brackets, water, tomato paste. High fructose corn syrup, distilled vinegar, and corn syrup. So where is the serving of vegetables in all this? High fructose corn syrup certainly does not count. And you can log on to our blog and read about Travis's previous post on the evils of high fructose corn syrup. Now, tomato paste? Well, that must have some semblance of tomato in there. Of course, for tomato paste to be considered the serving of vegetables in Manwich, you would have to agree with the culinary definition of tomato as a vegetable, rather than its botanical, and I should say more accurate classification as a fruit. So there you have it. One can of Hunt's Manwich Sloppy Joe sauce contains a boatload of sodium and a little bit of tomato paste. So, in conclusion, it might just be a little premature to do away with eating real fruit and veggies just yet. If you'd like to comment on this story, or would like to read other posts on our website, make sure you log on to www.obesitypanacea.com. For Obesity Panacea, this is Peter Januszewski.